Hello and welcome to the first installment of No Idols Podcast, hosted by me, Tony Rettman. You might know me from some books I've written in the past few years, Why Be Something That You're Not, Detroit Hardcore 1979 to 1985, or NYHC, New York Hardcore 1980 to 1990, which came out around this time last year. You might also know me from some of the music journalism, finger quotes being done while you can't see it, that I've done for Vice, Noisy, Village Voice, The Guardian, and way too many others. Or you just might know me as the guy that lurks in front of your house, hiding in the bushes. Nevertheless, I, like many other ding-dongs, figured I should have a podcast. I've got musical knowledge, I've got a great voice, I've got a few $100 to blow on equipment I don't know how to work, so why not? The basic principle behind No Idols, I don't think there really is one. From week to week, I will play music that I like, or I will have a guest on and we'll do the long-form interview format that is so popular these days with the podcasts. I guess, you know, I'll just pick out an important figurehead from the history of underground music and, you know, kind of pick their brain. But, you know, as I think about it, the main thing behind this podcast will be that it won't be a nostalgia show or one that sort of dwells in the past. If I'm trying to get across any message, it's that, you know, there's always going to be something that we've never heard, you've never heard. I'm constantly learning about new things every day, and I'm always excited about finding out about it, and I don't think I'll be going anywhere soon because right now I'm talking to myself into a microphone in a walk-in closet in my basement, which I think really stipulates that I have some sort of dedication to finding out about new music and music in general, so I don't think I'm going anywhere. So, you're stuck with me. Before we get into our next set of fuck you, hot steaming cup of fuck you. Next set, I haven't even done a set yet. Jesus Christ. Anyway, before we get into our first set of music, I want to talk about our sponsor for the show today. We already have a sponsor on our first episode. Pretty highfalutin. Our sponsor is Not Like You Records out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you've been paying attention, Not Like You has been putting out some great stuff in the past year with an emphasis on the whole skatecore thing. They just recently did a reissue of Peg for Life, which was a cassette-only release done by The Faction, the legendary skatecore pioneers, The Faction, which was a live cassette that was recorded at CBGB's in 1985. They just put that out on vinyl, and it sounds great, and it looks great, and it's great. They also just released Lion Pure, a double LP by McRad, another legendary skatecore band from the early days. The double LP consists of all the recorded output by the band, including their debut 12-inch Dominant Force, which came out in 1983 on the Red Music label, a favorite of mine. And also, besides all the reissues, they just did a 7-inch by a band called Point Blank out of New York, which features members of the legendary Underdog, a great New York hardcore band. And upcoming, they will have a record by Buffalo's Modern Problems, a full-length. Besides putting out their own records, they also do a distro where they distribute records by labels as diverse as Revelation Records, Beach Impediment, React, and many others. So why don't you head over to www.notlikeyourecords.com and take a look and buy up everything, because that is a hell of a label. So now that we have that out of the way, let's get into the first set of music and start it off with the bi-coastal wrecking machine known as Civic Duty.
We'll be right back. lot of people here tonight. I guess fuck it. The next song is fucking called Terror Boys. It goes out to everybody from DC. We're from DC again. It's a good playing fucking College Park. I haven't been in this room since fucking 5 years ago. Like long shot underneath all that shit. Donata, Sanu, all these fucking bands. Anyways, thanks for coming out. Hey, Johnny. Jason, whatever.
Searching for my new direction. Cash, I need some for my resurrection. Yeah. Searching for my new direction. Cash, I need some for my resurrection. Fate, it's a combination of lust and greed. Love, did I hear you say that that's all I need? Faith, it is something I just don't understand. Hope is a joke just like the promised land. Charity, I need some just to pull me through. After all, you know I'm human too. After all, you know I'm human too. And love, did I hear you say that that's all I need? I need.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a spicy meatball of a set, huh? You just heard music from Big Contest from a 12-inch EP that came out last year around this time on the Mosher's Delight label called Time Will Tell. You heard the track, What Will You Do? What Will You Do? Before that, music from Corrective Measure, a band out of Maine, from a demo tape they just put out recently. That is very good by my standards. Whatever that might mean to you. Corrective Measure out of Maine with the track Out of Line. Before that, Sand in the Face, an early New Jersey hardcore band. That comes from an LP that was just recently released on the Mad at the World label called Music Made to Riot, New Jersey Hardcore 1982 to 1983, which compiles most of their demos and some of the tracks that appeared on various compilations in their time of existence. The track you heard was called Teenage Life, which originally appeared on the Master Tapes Volume 2 compilation in 1983, I believe. You can check for yourself, but I'm pretty sure because I am a nerd like that. Before that, GBH with the track Generals from the classic Leather, Bristles, Studs, Acne, Avocado with a Side of Lime LP. For those who don't know, the bass player of GBH just put out a autobiography called City Baby that was recently published by Bazillion Points, who also published my New York Hardcore book, a little incestuous to push it, but whatever. It's a great book, and you should head over to www.bazillionpoints.com, pick up a copy, because it comes with a nifty, button thing with it, if you order directly from them, so why not? Because it's a fun read, and GBH are great, and you should listen to me. That's pretty much what it all boils down to. Before GBH, Jameson Raid, a band from England, late 70s, early 80s, sort of a band that gets lost in the shuffle of that new wave of British heavy metal thing. They were around since the early 70s and kind of, you know, just stuck it out to sort of be a part of that new wave of British heavy metal thing. But they definitely have elements of them that is more, prog-A of early 70s vibe, sort of a Wishbone Ash thing going on with them as far as I'm concerned. Jameson Raid with the track Catcher in the Rye from a CD called, When the Dust Settles, that Shadow Kingdom did a few years back, and you should definitely pick that up. One of my favorite reissue discovery kind of things to come out in the past few years that I was just like completely fucking blown away by. So Jameson Raid, Shadow Kingdom CD, pick it up. Before that, The Brass, a band out of Brooklyn, with a track called Tear It Down from their demo tape. Sort of an oi-ish kind of vibe there, and I believe they just did a 7-inch. So head over to their Bandcamp page and give them some money, why don't you? And before that, 86 Mentality with the track Terror Boys. That's a live version of that. That comes off the Going Nowhere Fast CD that Grave Mistake did, again, a while back. Like, probably 10 years ago now, which is crazy to think. Time flies. Jeez. And at the top of that set, music from Civic Duty with a track called Burnout, and that comes from a 3-song demo that they did. Civic Duty is sort of a bi-coastal project with members of Fury and Red Death and Protester and many, many more. And that demo, it was released by the Suburban Fight people, who do a really fine fanzine out of there in Southern California, and you should go to there. They have a Big Cartel page, suburbanfight.bigcartel. Get a zine, get a demo, support your scene. I can't believe that I am old and saying that, but I guess that's just the way it goes. So, that was our first set of music, and I hope you enjoyed it. To sort of calm down from all that furay, we will settle in for this second and last set, and we will start it with some music from Central New Jersey's Wild Rice.
Yeah. try just to find out, see what the fuck you like. Try just to find out, see where the fuck we at. Carry me.
music there from Boston's Dame, a band that is getting a lot of notoriety as of late, but that's because they're good. That's all there is to it, all right? Dame from their demo tape that was recently released. The track you heard was called Stray Bullet. Definitely one of my favorite bands and demos of the past year, sharing members with Leather Daddy, another band that I thoroughly enjoy in a non-creepy old man way, trust me. Before that, we heard music from Val McKenna from originally released in 1968, the spring of 1968, a track called House for Sale, one of the many 45s she released in the mid to late 60s area in the UK. The track you heard, House for Sale, came from a CD comp from the early 2000s that RPM put out, one of those Dream Babe, Dream Girl compilations that they put out so many of. Val McKenna, House for Sale. For that, Galaxy 500 with their cover of the Sex Pistols Submission from the Peel Sessions CD. Eddie Callahan before that. A track called Santa Cruz Mountains. That comes off an LP called False Ego, which Eddie originally self-released back in 1975, but was reissued back in, I believe, 2011 by the Time Lag label out of New Hampshire. Really great track, great album. One of those things that is the utter epitome of the self-released classic album. What the fuck does that mean? It's just good. All right. Before that, Dragon. Band that was out of New Zealand in the early 70s. Prog rock band, I guess, for lack of a better word. From their second album called Universal Radio, you heard a track called Avalanche. Dragon, after that, kind of went on to be the soft rock kings of New Zealand. And can you claim that title? I don't think so. So shut up, Dragon. For that, music from Wild Rice. That was the start of our set. Track called Filler Up that comes off their second self-released CD called Sourlands. You can get that at their Bandcamp page, or you can go into the Princeton Record Exchange and buy one, probably, from a member themselves. How exciting would that be? But Wild Rice, track called Filler Up off of Sourlands. Another, since I keep saying this, another one of my favorite releases of this year. And I would say that about does it for this first installment of the No Idols podcast with me, Tony Rettman. I hope you enjoyed the music and my delightful banter. You know, you can buy both of my books, Why Be Something You're Not, Detroit Hardcore, 1979 to 1985, and NYHC, New York Hardcore, 1980-1990, directly from me. Did you know that? I'll sign them. Do whatever you want to them, within reason. Just head over to www.sandpaperlullaby.bigcartel.com. That's sandpaperlullaby.bigcartel.com. And make an order for a couple books, maybe a poster. Make up some stuff. I'll send it, you know, as long as you send money, I'll send it. Trust me. So you can buy books from me. Also, if you will be in the Cleveland area December 3rd, I will be at My Mind's Eye, a record store technically based in Lakewood, if you want to get technical about it. My Mind's Eye is located at 16010 Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, and everything should kick off around 7 p.m. I will sign books, perhaps read from books, but nonetheless will be an engaging presence that you will enjoy, hopefully. But if you're in the Cleveland area, come out. It'll be fun. Trust me. I'll put on a hat. But, you know, other than that, I hope you enjoyed this first installment of No Idols. If you have any suggestions on where to go with this, for me to go jump in a lake, anything of that nature, head over to the contact page and drop me a line. And, you know, be sure to come back here to www.tonyrettman.com. every week for new content as far as record reviews, more links to some of my writing, and updates on my current project, which is a book about straight edge, believe it or not. I've done about 30, 40 interviews so far. I still have way longer to go. But, you know, every week I'll keep you abreast of what's going on there, who I'm interviewing, and how it's all going along, so you can feel a part of it. That's exciting, right? All right. Well, I'll shut up. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week, and be sure to come back here to www.tonyrittman.com. I will close out the show today with some music from The Faction from the LP Pegged for Life that I was discussing in the beginning of the show, released by our friends at Not Like You Records in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is a reissue of a cassette-only release that came out in 1985 of a live set they did in 1985 at CBGB's. And this is their cover of Generation X's Your Generation. See you next week, or maybe sooner or later. How's that? Tony Rettman, goodbye.
This is a cover song of ours. We got two of them now. This one's an old Generation X song. It's called Your Generation. Trying to forget the old generation. You tell me what things are true. And yet for the shores to bother me. And your generation don't mean a thing to me. I said your generation don't mean a thing to me. I said your generation don't mean a thing to me. If I take a bit of violence, will only find a save our stance. My fake friends and me. But I gotta take that chance. Oh, ain't no time for substitutes on me. Oh, ain't no time for idle threats, no. Oh, that's just rather hard. What you give is what you get. It's your generation. Well, that's your generation. Well, that's your generation. Well, that's your generation. Send me ahead. For 65 of me. I send me ahead. Your generation. Today, your generation. You just feel I made it on me. Oh, and you have yourself to follow me. Your generation don't mean a thing to me. I said your generation don't mean a thing to me. I said your generation don't mean a thing to me. If I take a bit of violence, violence ain't our only stance. My friends and me. When I gotta take that chance. Oh, no time for substitutes. Oh, no time for idle threats. Oh, it's just rather hard to do. What you give is what you get. Your generation. Where's your generation? Where's your generation? It's your generation. I said yeah. I said the five on me. Your generation. I said yeah. I said the five on me. Say yes, this is a five on me. And this is a five on me. Our generation's gotta end. We gotta end. Our generation's gotta end. It's gotta end. Our generation's gotta end. Our generation's gotta end. Your generation.